We are becoming much more effective in terms of what we are doing. The whole idea that we need to look at processes end to end and make fundamental change in how we do business has pretty much permeated the entire agency. And that has made us very effective. And in fact, the Congress has been very supportive of the moves. So we now also have the chief management officers who are being appointed across all the services. And BTA works very closely with Beth McGrath, who is the CMO for the entire DoD, as well as the CMOs in the services. And we are doing, we are becoming very effective, and the new administration has been very supportive.
But at the bottom of it all, the purpose of the agency is to help basically the DoD count the dollars and make sure they know what comes in and what goes out to get around this perennial problem of improper payments and just not being able to count for everything.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, we have a new mandate to become auditable by 2017. And what we are doing is working very closely with the Office of the Comptroller to link how we audit systems, how we set up systems, as well as the business results which we are trying to get out of it. Because ultimately, we're serving the warfighter, and we want to do an excellent job at it.
Now, recently you came out, I think it was just at the end of March, a new architecture for business processes, I think version 7 that it's called, and this is to be used by DoD agencies.
Sure, sure.
Tell us in plain English what that's all about.
And plain English is the key, because if you, I mean, I've got a few folks standing over here. Every time we use the word enterprise architecture, people start going to sleep, eyes roll over. So what we are aiming to do with version 7.0 and definitely with 8.0 is to make it very business-oriented. There's no point having an architecture if the business and mission people don't understand it. So if I can't talk to a finance guy, acquisition guy, and make them understand. So we are making it very understandable, but the focus is really on end-to-end process and how does finance, acquisition, logistics, HR come together.
Now, there's a big problem in DoD because there are so many agencies, not just the armed services, but they all break down into dozens of agencies.
Sure.
And is one of the problems that everyone doesn't do the same things in the same way.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so will this, what's the progress toward getting everyone to do the same thing in the same way?
And again, what we are not emphasizing that everybody should exactly be the same. Our emphasis is what we call minimum standard data, because at the end of the day, there are certain minimum processes and minimum data which link us all together, which makes interoperability and makes us exchange information with each other so that we can serve the warfighter. And that's what we're trying to do.
Now, these chief management officers, I think there's one for DoD itself.
That's correct.
Beth McGrath.
Right,
and then
right.
They're going to be replicated, or she'll be replicated.
Absolutely.
Not precisely. But there will be a chief management officer in each of the armed services.
Right, right.
Also the major DoD agencies like
right.
DISA and so
Absolutely.
Forth. And so how, let's explore that a little bit more. How do they relate into BTA? And will they have kind of a council to make sure that they can implement these business practices in some uniform way?
Right. So the CMOs are being appointed in the Army, Navy, Air Force, and obviously there's one at the DoD level. And they work together. Each CMO has lots of authority, and their responsibility is to pull the domains, as we call it, which is acquisition, log, HR, together to serve the warfighter in each of the services. And at the DoD level, we work with them, and we sit in the CMO's office at the DoD. So we literally work as the center to help all these CMOs get all the services together in terms of focusing on the standard processes and focus on things like auditability.